Hello, everybody. It's Connor. All right. It may be July or whenever you're listening to this, but June is busting out all over. And we have Dainty June herself, AKA Jordan Tyson, Queen. You know her. You love her from Gypsy on Broadway right now and The Notebook from last year. Oh my God. But anyway, before we get into this incredible episode, I want to thank you for finding us. If this is your first episode of Drama, I'm Connor. My twin and I host this. Dylan, we absolutely love bringing these conversations to you every single week with theater artists from all over the world. And on every Wednesday, we release a brand new episode where it's Dylan and I talking or we're interviewing somebody. But I want to tell you that there's even more drama that you can find at Drama Plus. Drama Plus is our bonus content platform where Dylan and I talk to each other about theater, pop culture, love and life, and we get even deeper into all of those topics. And if you aren't getting enough drama every week on the main feed, you can go to Drama Plus, $5 a month. You get those extra episodes, as well as access to our Instagram close friends, which is so juicy, so fun. Anyway, go to patreon.com/thedramapodcast, become a member of Drama Plus, and support your favorite twins and your new favorite podcast, Drama. All right, time for the show.
Press play.
Curtain up and now we're in.
It's time to take spin.
The shade and tea to spill.
Ooh, drama.
Oh, that's a tweet. Did they book?
Who got nom?
They option no.
Oh, I'm not well.
What star will we talk to today? Oh, that's a gag, honey.
Say no more.
Drama.
Drama.
Welcome to Drama, a podcast that covers theater,
pop culture,
love,
and life.
I am Connor McDowell.
And I am Dylan McDowell.
Dylan, it's Pride weekend in New York City.
Yes,
you're here.
My grand return for Pride. I feel like I took a few years off. It was just too much.
I know. Pride is so stressful, low-key. I feel
it
like
is.
There's so much going on. And you really just want to like be with your friends, but everyone is like pulled in a million different directions, buying tickets to a million different things, et
I know.
cetera. But
Gosh, I remember the first Pride that I lived in New York by myself, like in that weird in-between period, I was so overwhelmed with not wanting to do anything. So I bought a ticket to the matinee of Angels in America.
that's
I was like,
prideful.
that's still prideful. It's still, yeah, it's still something pride related.
No, but it is overwhelming. Tonight we are going on a boat party, which it's well documented in the history of the pod that we love a boat
It
party.
literally is. I think like the second or third episode we ever recorded, we talked about going on, was it a
It was the
Lady
Gaga boat.
Gaga?
It
Okay,
was the
yeah, it was
Gaga
Lady
boat
Gaga themed boat.
because we'd gone to like a tattoo themed Lady Gaga party the night before. I
Where
remember
they
this
were,
so clearly.
where there was a tattoo artist giving out free tattoos.
That's crazy.
Why didn't we get them?
I was scared.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. But this is our return to the boat.
Yes, it's like Pride Anthem themed, which should be
It's
fun.
gonna be so
And
fun.
this is your first one in like six, five, six
Since
years.
2019.
A redemption.
Wow. Yeah, I'm excited about that in general, but will I get seasick?
Yeah.
In many ways, you often describe yourself as still being on the boat.
I know it's a little too long. You're on it for like 4 hours,
Wow.
which is crazy.
I remember the last time we went, I feel like Bo and Yang was on the boat
He
and
was.
Milk from Drag Race was on the boat. I mean,
He
it's a
was.
gay star-studded affair. So, and now we're on the boat.
I know. I
Yeah,
can't
I know we're on the
wait.
boat. It's gonna be so much
And
fun.
there's so much going on for the rest of Pride
I
weekend
know.
and everything.
There's fun that's gonna be going on in New York that's sort of, being launched out of Pride weekend. Something exciting is happening over at Gypsy.
Oh, come on, Dylan. Tell me about
So
it.
Queen Audra is taking a little break. I don't know if it's vacation. I don't know if she just needs a breather. And Montego Glover is going in over at Gypsy, which I completely forgot that was
I
happening.
know. It is such a gag. It reminds me of, in the lore of early Chicago, when Gwen was out
Yes.
and Liza came in and filled in for, I don't remember how long. I think it's just so fun that they're like, no, let's like give another queen a chance to
And
shine in this amazing role.
Montego, I mean, like
Memphis
Memphis.
in me.
Yes,
In
I
me.
know. I know. Well, lucky audiences will get to see her as well as friend of the pod, Leslie Margarita, friend of the pod, Joy Woods,
Go on.
and new friend of the pod, who I'm going to introduce right now. Our guest today is here to entertain you, Mama, currently starring as Dainty June in the Tony Award nominated revival of Gypsy on Broadway. She can be seen singing, dancing, and slaying 8 times a week. This rising star made her Broadway debut as younger Allie in The Notebook, having created the role in its regional premiere as well. Other fabulous credits include Lampica at La Jolla Playhouse, Into the Woods at PCLO, Bull Rusher, Streets of New York, Folk Wandering, I and You, and Sweetie. On Netflix, you'll recognize her from The Chair and the film Vampires versus the Bronx. She's appeared in many concerts in New York, musical readings, received the 2017 Audelco Rising Star Award, and was named one of Yes Broadway's 40 Under 40 in 2018. Her gorgeous voice can be heard on both the Gypsy and the Notebook cast albums, as well as on her upcoming EP. She's a star, baby. Please welcome to drama, Jordan Tyson.
Hey. You guys are so sweet. Also, are making me laugh before this even starts.
Good. We want to get you in the drama mood.
Yes.
How are you, Jordan? Are you well?
I am. I'm as well as one can be these days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm warm. The sun is shining. I feel loved. I feel grateful to be at the Majestic Theater right now. So I'm well.
Huh. Oh my gosh. I'm thinking about all the history that's in that theater. Do you have your own dressing room?
I do. I'm so lucky.
Whose was it, or which role had it during Phantom? Do you know?
I actually have no idea. The only thing I know is that Danny Burstein got the amazing Rebecca Luker's old dressing room. That's the only person I know whose room it was. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm not sure.
Also, forgot to mention, he's also a friend of the pod. Can't forget Danny. Can't forget Danny. Oh my God.
Never forget Danny.
Never. He's my Tony winner.
Oh my God. He broke my heart.
Should have been this year, Gypsy.
Oh my God. We're already jumping into Gypsy talk, but table that Danny broke my heart. But wait, how was it doing Broadway shows during this insane heat wave we just experienced the last week in New York City?
Oh my God. It's bizarre because you go back and forth between being freezing cold in the dressing rooms and then being like sweating your butt off. Like I literally wear a coat that is heavy with fur lining the neck and the wrists. So just like, I'm not quite sure what season we are in here, but I'm not one to complain about heat because I prefer the summertime over the winter. So I'll take it. I'll maybe lose a few pounds or something.
Hey,
let's celebrate. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm glad to hear that you're doing well. Congratulations on your performance in Gypsy. Connor and I got to see it. It was like end of January and it just blew our minds. You are such a standout in this. I mean, you were a standout in The Notebook as well, which we'll talk about, but how do you amp yourself up to have that level of energy, Jordan? Because it smacks us in the face and it is so brilliant.
Or even kicks us in the face. Yeah. The way your legs are going.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. That's so sweet. I don't know. You show up on every day with a different thing you're bringing in. You know, my day might have been going well. It might have been not the greatest day, but I still have to show up and be this girl. And you know, the first thing that comes to mind is like, actually, I get to use Dainty June's attitude because she hates the freaking act. So if I don't have the energy for the day, I can just be that. I can just be like, singing the whole thing, thinking the whole time, I hate this. I hate doing this. This is ridiculous. Like that sometimes is the underlying like motivation, or sometimes it's just like I feed off of my co-actors too. Like the farm boys are ridiculous and are always doing something dumb. So then I'm just having a fun time. So then I can do it. You know, it's just like using whatever's around to fuel me.
Yeah, that's so fair.
Oh my God. The stuff you do with your voice too, it's just so perfect. You really have tapped into this character and made it so unique and special. I am obsessed.
Oh, thank you so much. We worked a lot on that. Actually, it's funny because Andy Einhorn, who is our conductor and kind of reorchestrated some things, many things in the show. I remember like going into the audition and then having a music session with him where he was like, yeah, sure. We could play around with keys. And so we went lower. We went like down a half. Then we went down a whole step. And I was like, oh yeah, I like this. And he was like, okay, well just to play around, like let's go back up to the original. And it had unlocked something that I really didn't think I could sing. Moo Cow. Because it is so absurd, but it was just like the way it's asking to be sung that, I don't know, playing around kind of unlocked.
That's so cool. I mean, it's such an impressive group of people that have come together to craft this revival in general. I'm curious, you mentioned about your auditions and everything. When did this journey with Gypsy sort of begin for you? Because you were obviously starring in The Notebook time a year ago.
Yes. And I was very happy doing The Notebook. I was like, you know, when the contract is getting close, I'll start auditioning again and stuff. You know, I was very content to be sitting in that character. I was not, you know, like, what's next? What's next? What's next? In a lot of ways, Gypsy really came out of nowhere for me. And yeah, I got called in for it maybe about a year ago now, sometime in June or something like that, where I was like, what? First of all, I didn't even really know Gypsy that well. I knew the big songs, but I didn't know the story that well. I didn't know really who Dainty June was. So I was like, okay, well, I definitely want to be in a room with George Seawolf. That, I mean, I was like, okay, whatever. I don't need to even book this. Just being in a room with him is going to be my win. Like, I've already won. I'm going to be in a room with this man, so that's fine. But yeah, the audition started in June, and then I had a bunch of them. And I just truly was like, this is never going to happen. I was like, this is crazy. Y'all, I can't dance. I was like, I don't do acrobatics. I don't do that. And I surprised myself, and they surprised me just by being so willing to challenge me, but also like accept me where I was at. So It was very cool. Yeah.
That's so exciting. And then did you and Joy both get cast at the same time?
We didn't, because we must have started auditions at a varying time. Maybe she had auditioned before I did, but we had overlapped and she got the call before I did. But again, like, I really keep to myself, especially because we were sharing a dressing room, and I'm like, I'm nothing but supportive, girl. I was like, it does not matter if I get cast in this. I was like, congratulations to you. I just kept my head down and I was like, I'm happy for her. I love her so much. Only want good things for her. But it was just like, I literally have no idea. I don't know what my own journey is about to be.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
It's so amazing. Yeah. I remember seeing the photo of the two of you that like you'd snuck over to the marquee and taken a picture in front of it. That's so special. I mean, it's going to have to be in your contract now that you're just in every show together.
Literally. We're going to grow up. Maybe we'll be like, I don't know, aunties in some show.
Yes. I would love a sideshow at some point. Ooh. I feel like that could be possible. You know,
That would be gorge. I would love to do that with her.
Honestly, you and John Cardoza were so amazing together. The chemistry that you two have on stage and off that we all know of now, like, just beautiful. So y'all could also have that contract where you're...
My heart. Oh, I love that man so much. I'm dying to do something with him. I'll put this out there. John and I want to do a two-person show, a two-person play.
Okay.
So if anybody listening wants to do... Two young lovers, John and I want it, or Romeo and Juliet.
Listen, would love that would be
yes.
So yeah. Good. I have to just say, John did our show right before The Notebook, and then he came back just this past April during Mulan.
Oh, yeah,
he raved about you. And because we kind of asked like his post Notebook, you know, how he was feeling looking back on it, he mostly just focused on how much he loved working with you and what a special time that was.
Oh my God. I say this about him. Like, I think I've learned so much from him, but you expect certain things like, oh, you know, you get close to your castmates usually, especially if they're a love interest, or hopefully,
yeah.
you know, and you, hopefully you become friends. And, but I got all of that, but I also got like something that I didn't expect, which was that like, I trusted someone with like one of the most vulnerable parts of myself, which is the purposefully going out into a rehearsal room and going out on stage every night, like bearing yourself vulnerably and saying, I might mess up. I might make a choice that is really dumb, but he saw me through all of it. And like, there's so much unspoken kind of like, things that you witness in a person every day when they're showing up in that like place where they're supposed to throw things at the wall and fail and fail and fail until we like find something that works that is just like irreplaceable. And he held me every single day, no matter what the day was like, no matter what my attitude was like. He was just, I would work with that man till the day I die. He is beautiful.
Did you get a chance to see him in Moulin Rouge, or was your schedule too crazy?
It was too crazy. It was too crazy because when he went into, we left on the same day from The Notebook. Yeah. We both left The Notebook on October 6th. And then I was in literally rehearsals and tech and then started the schedule. So I could not see him. But I saw him around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Not the same, but everyone was like, we've never seen a Christian like him. He is. I was like, of course you haven't.
Of course. Right. He's everything. Going back to when you and Joy were both cast in Gypsy, do you pay attention to online chatter or see what people are saying? Because I feel like the streets were saying, oh, it's Jordan and Joy, it's Jordan and Joy, for like weeks, if not months before the announcements came out. Did you see all of that? And you were like, oh, shoot, or no?
I don't see any of it. That's not true. I see some of it, but I don't be on that. I don't be checking the chats. The most crazy thing is that people come up to me and tell me about it. And I'm like, I don't need to know this. I need to know this. But it's also funny to actually genuinely, people will be like, oh, they're saying it's you and Joy. And I'm like, no, it's not. Because it really wasn't at the time. You know, if you're speculating, I'm like, I'm not lying to you.
Yeah. I'm just like, how do people find out though? You know, it's like, how know these things anyways? Like, where do these rumors start? I mean, it's someone's a leaky
I pocket. Have no exactly I have literally no idea.
Yeah, it's fun for me to speculate, but when it's like gets that close, in my opinion, it's like there are so few surprises in life. Like, why can't we all just
feel that way?
Let that person's news be their news. And I don't know.
That's exactly why I'd be sitting here sipping my tea,
yes,
keeping to myself and just watching. But I also love, that's also part of why, like, I do keep things to myself, is because when the time comes, I love to give a surprise. I love to be like, aha, you didn't see it coming.
Yeah. So you get cast in Gypsy. You know Audra's in it. What's, like, that relationship like your connection to the queen, Audra McDonald?
Well, first it was just complete shock. I mean, I manifested this. Literally, you can ask anyone who has known me since I was like 15 years old. I really am in a place where I need to make new dreams up, because this was like it for me. Just to be with her, to play her daughter, was literally it. So I was very much in disbelief, and it wasn't like disbelief for a moment. It was like disbelief when I got cast, new disbelief when we started rehearsals and I was watching her. Then when we started tech and I saw her in all the costs, it was just like the line kept moving of my mind being blown. And more than that, more than just like the hopes that I had for being with her, she is such a beautiful person. And that has been the best part. Like, it's been so funny to learn kind of like, I don't know, her sense of humor and her leadership in the building too, and the way that she has cared for both Joy and for me and Danny. It just is like, this is all that I've dreamed. Not only to like work with her because she is just working at such a high level and being so truthful with all the things she does, but like to be a part of the baton pass in a way of this generation of Black women that has inspired my entire life, not just on stage, but like off stage too. It's just like crazy.
That's so powerful. I'm so happy for you.
I know.
You deserve it. Your talent and also your kindness just come together. And it's like, I love to root for people who are genuine.
Thank you.
Yes, deserve it.
It gives me the chills hearing you say you need to dream up new dreams.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That really touches me. I'm so thrilled.
It's so true. I mean, and it's not just like Broadway for me was a huge dream, right? And I did that. And then Audra McDonald Broadway was a dream. Did that. I've traveled to so many of the places that I dreamed of traveling to. So it's really like, huh, I actually am in a place where I'm like, I actually really have no idea what's next for me. And for the first time, it feels nice.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you show me.
Wow. And also you get to sit in this moment and soak it up. I feel like so often I
let moments pass me by because I'm either A, anxious, or B, like, just like, okay, what's next? What do I have to do next? Yep. How am I, you know? And so, like, you're in Gypsy on Broadway, this revival with a A-list killer cast. I mean, that's really special. That's so cool. Wait, I'm curious. Was there an Audra performance, album, song, anything like that, that you loved, that kind of shaped you or anything like that?
Yes, two immediately come to my mind. First is Stars in the Moon.
That's mine. Mm-hmm.
The amount, I am like all of the YouTube plays. Maybe you and I are tied.
It's us. I know the video you're talking about. I know the video you're talking about. Yeah.
I remember that was, I watched it in my childhood bedroom and I just stared at the screen like, I want to know what's the next lover she's going to talk about. Who is this guy? Oh no, he bought her the boat and she's not happy. Oh my God, take me on the ride. Yes. And of course, then I tried to sing like her and I tried to imitate that and not fully knowing what the song meant because I was like a teenager. But
yeah,
then like having grown up with the song and understood it in a new way. Oh my God.
Yeah.
She doesn't even know that she has been in my life before I even met her. So there's that one. And then one of my favorite songs ever was from her Go Back Home album. And it's called Tavern.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that.
It's so stunning. It is so stunning. I don't know why that one for me is so incredible. It's about someone housing people in the cold. It's based on a poem by, I think, Edna St. Vincent Millay or something like that. I might have butchered that.
No, that's right. That's the name for sure.
Close enough.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's it. No, that's Edna. It. But I love that whole album, but that one for me kind of stops me in my tracks whenever I hear it. And I can really just, it's kind of meditative. I just close my eyes and I can see the images so clearly. So that one for me is also a big fave.
To look it up. I have to look that one up. Beautiful.
Yeah.
When did you, get interested in the arts? We like to ask our guests about a Ring of Keys moment, but thinking about you watching Audra singing Stars in the Moon and then your childhood bedroom, like I'm wondering if it maybe happened around that time. We borrow Ring of Keys from Fun Home because we like to think of it as this moment of recognition where this light switch went on. You were like, oh my God, I identify with this. I need to be a part of this. Do you feel like you had a moment or moments?
Yeah. I mean, I've been musical for my whole life. Like I've been humming and singing since I could open my mouth. I remember being very intrigued by seeing my first piece of sheet music ever. Mm. And I was behind by a year from the people in my class who had started music. And so they all knew what was going on and I had no idea. So they're like, turn to measure, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? Turn to what? And what? But I didn't tell anyone. I just sort of was like, I need to know what this all means. And so I started to focus on that. So that was the moment. And then I actually did my first musical in high school in 9th grade, Beauty and the Beast. And after that experience, I was like, oh, that was fine. I'm never doing that again. And my teacher was like, Jordan, just do me a favor. Just audition for the next one. You don't even have to do it if you don't want to. And if you don't get cast, then it's fine. But I just give it one more chance. Just do the audition. And I was like, oh my God, I can't do this again. And I was like, all right, fine. I don't know what this is. So 10th grade year, it was In the Heights. So I auditioned for it and I got cast as Carla. And then I was like, okay, I think this is actually what I'm supposed to do for the rest of my life.
Yes. Oh, wait. Okay. What was it about Beauty and the Beast? Or was it the experience that something didn't sit right with you? Or why did it turn you off?
I am someone who needs to not be bored. And I was cast as a spoon and townsperson. And so like those moments where I was on stage were fantastic, but it's such a lead heavy show that, you know, a lot of the times for a high school production, especially, you know, we were just sitting around kind of, and I was not enjoying watching because I was also, I always like to throw this out there that I was the townsperson that Belle sings to in the beginning.
Oh, well.
She says, isn't this amazing? It's my favorite part, you know, from the book.
Oh, yeah. Here's where she meets Prince Charming.
Right. Here is where, and I was reacting accordingly. And I said, oh, my God. Yeah. Giving her all the beats. But that was my one moment. And then it was over. And I was like, All right, well, so I was bored, honestly. I was like, I need to be engaged. And I didn't feel like I could get that as a 14-year-old in Beauty and the
Fair enough. I
Beast.
mean,
Listen, you've always known what you wanted,
yeah.
Okay.
There's
Yes.
something to that. Beauty and the Beast was our first musical we ever
Yes, it
did.
was.
Yes. Lumiere and Cogsworth, Mama. Listen.
Come on.
Was a
Fun,
big
so
break for
fun.
us. Huge break
It
for us.
was.
Okay, wait, but
I
come on,
mean
Mama. I know the synergy,
the
the twinergy, you know it all.
synergy. Yes.
We read our script every night at home.
Oh,
Like
yes.
we ran those lines like we were in the Navy, like being run through the Navy. Like
Yes.
Jordan, it was, we were so ready for that show,
Yes.
but the stage fright was so crazy for me throughout that whole experience. But
Yeah.
anyway, what were you gonna
Young
say?
professionals.
I know, listen. But Carla is such a fun part in In the Heights. I mean, that is like you get some of the best comedic moments. It's no makeup.
Yeah.
Like it's that's so great.
It was so good. The tight harmonies with the girls. Oh my God. It was so fun and so just like perfect for me.
Was that theater teacher or director someone who ended up like remaining a part of your life and journey who now knows where you've landed?
Yes, I spent like all of my lunch times with that man. He literally just came to the show on Sunday for the second time with his husband and his baby and his aunties. Like we have been in each other's lives. He's seen me grow up now, and I kind of have seen him grow up in a certain part of his life too. He had no idea. I mean, n neither of us really had any idea that like all those times spent working on sight singing and, you know, just him being, he was a safe place for me, you know, from home, but also from like, I was not, clearly, if I was hanging out with my teacher at lunch, I was not the most social or popular kid. So, you know, he gave me not only like an in to the thing that I loved, but he also gave me a safe place to be. So.
That's so important. And listen,
Beautiful.
we've all been there
Yeah.
with that lunchtime teacher hanging out. Where exactly did you grow up?
So I grew up in Long Island. I went to Malvern High School, which is literally had like 350 people total, I believe, while I was there. If that, it's not that far away. It's like a 35, 40-minute train ride from Penn. And also, though, I did elementary school in Baltimore, Maryland, because that's where my dad is from. So I moved there and then moved back to New York.
Wow. Okay. So New York was kind of at your fingertips. Did you go into the city? Like, what was your first Broadway show you saw?
My first show was The Lion King at 9 years old.
Got a little
Amazing.
Disney theme here
Of
going on.
yes, of course. Yeah, it was phenomenal. My aunt made me sit on the aisle so that I could see the animals, and I didn't know that was going to happen. So I'm like, what is this giraffe doing or something? Yeah, it was so crazy. And that was amazing. But it didn't register that like this was a job. I was 9, so I was like, wow, cool. I can't believe something like this exists. And then I went home, you know? Yeah, so I did that. But then in high school, I started going to the city on my own. And I started, well, it was my Tumblr phase too.
Oh,
You know,
we've all been there. We all have been there.
all the cool girlies were hanging in Soho. So I was like, I need to go to American Apparel and go to Soho. So I'd take the train in, take the E down to Spring Street or something.
Oh my God.
Yes, and also though, like 11th and 12th grade, I would go into the city strictly to go to the New York Public Library and go to the archive and watch Audra McDonald in her shows that I couldn't see because I was like 1 years old or something when she did some of them.
Like Carousel and stuff like that.
Exactly. And 110 in the Shade, which is one of my favorites ever.
Ooh,
One,
yeah.
that might be one of my favorite musicals. So, yeah.
Oh my
Oh my God.
gosh.
I just went to the New York Public Library for the first time the other day with my work. We watched Bat Boy to get ready
Oh my
for.
God, yes!
It's wild. I've never done
Yeah.
that. I've never
Wild
gone
show.
there to see anything at
Neither
the
have I.
New York
It's
Public Library.
like so vintage. They like put you in like a conference room, they pull down the
Yes.
screen, they kind of put in the
Yes.
DVD. It's really
Yes.
amazing. I loved it. I loved
Oh,
it.
that's so fun.
Hearing you talk about when you were in Beauty and the Beast, you were kind of bored and stuff. Ahead of this, I talked to our friend Carson Stewart,
Oh my
who, of
God.
course, scene stealer, Johnny and Finn in The Notebook.
Yeah, come on.
And I was like, oh my God, we're talking to Jordan tomorrow. I was like, will she like us? And he was like, oh my God, yeah, she's the best. But he was like,
She like us is funny. Of course.
He was like, no, she's like a crazy performer. She changes her performance every single day. So then hearing you talk about how you get bored, I'm like, okay, maybe this is part of it. She likes to switch it up and really stay engaged in the piece. Can you talk a little bit about that? Like, do you feel like that is true that you really are actively switching it up in the show?
Well, complicated feelings about this because I didn't know that I was doing that. I did not know that I was doing that. It was brought to my attention that I was changing,
Oh, okay.
which is, you know, some people like that and some people don't. But to me, now that I am aware of this, it's not like I'm changing the whole beat, like the beats. I'm not changing the what needs to get done,
Yeah.
which is in like in the Gypsy case, I am Dainty June. I need to have the understanding and realization that my mother just completely ruined my life and said like lied and, you know, betrayed me. I need to do those things because that is what needs to move the story forward, right? Within that, some people look at me a different way every day. You touch me in a moment when you didn't. What, how am I supposed to just do what I've been doing the whole time when I've received something new? You know, to me, I don't. Now that also I'm aware that my performance, quote unquote, changes every day. I actually have, that's the kind of artistry that I want to carry, you know. And as the decades go by, I want to be a master of my craft, and maybe that ideology will change. But as far as I'm concerned, we're here to live in these people's bodies and to play. And if I am not playing anymore, the show is dead.
Right. Totally.
So,
Totally. Yeah, there's a reason why they call it a play.
I think so.
I appreciate you
I think
speaking
so.
to that because I do think that there are some people who probably are very like, this needs to be this way. I mean, I think I'm kind of sometimes with like work and stuff, but like on stage, you're doing the same thing every single day, sometimes twice a day, that, you know, it keeps it fresh and probably challenges your fellow actors to also be very present.
Yeah, I also think as for the Notebook too, like I think Out of Town more so, but still when we were getting on Broadway and stuff, I was still figuring out how to command language. And so for me, it was like this is my classroom. So I'm not saying that inflections and things would change all the time, but over the course of the run, I understood like certain things made more sense if it was said in this way, so then I changed it moving forward, you know, not every night, but like, okay, after 3 months, oh, this makes more sense. So I would go the next 3 months, you know, saying something a different way because, of course, it doesn't make sense. Like, I have no interest in the show that I did in November. Why would I want to do that? If you saw that, that holds nothing compared to the depth that now you have 6, 7 months later in a run because you've literally lived more days as this person,
Yeah.
in
Yes.
my opinion.
No,
Okay.
that's totally, and especially doing a revival when you're not out of town doing a lot of that. I'm sure if, you know, we saw it at the end of January. I'm sure if we saw it today, we'd be like, oh my God, it's a different show.
Yep.
With love, you know, with
You
love.
hit the nail on that. Exactly. That's
Yeah.
exactly it. That's exactly what I said about Gypsy. Specifically, it's like, no, we had 6 weeks to put this 3-hour show up. You know, so of course it must grow.
I respect that. Yeah, we had Robin Herter on, and she was saying like one of the reasons she was so upset about, because we had her just the other week about Smash closing, is she's like, I didn't feel like I fully got to dive into my character because we weren't running long enough. And so that's one of the things I'll mourn, that I never got to fully push myself into that. So that's, I think that's so fair. I know, it's interesting, right? So okay, going back to the Notebook, I just have to say, Connor and I love the Notebook. I told John this, I told Joy this. There hasn't been an album since like a contemporary musical theater since maybe like Waitress that like spoke to my heartstrings in the way that the Notebook did. I mean, I'm so glad we have that album. And If This Is Love is, oh my God, that
It
is free. That's the song for me. I am obsessed with it. And Jordan, I went back and saw the show later on in the run. Like I saw it like a couple times when it first opened, and I brought my parents in August. Actually, it was the day when there was a show stop right at the top of my days. And it was like, Joy was like just getting into, she was about to hit like the bridge of my day. Do you remember that show?
Oh boy, do I. Is that the one where we did everything in the same light at the end?
Yes. Yes. But my parents, they didn't know care at all. They were just like,
nope, they still
amazing.
Talk about
like,
it.
This is, yeah. This is an amazing show. But that was wild. I've never been to a show where that's really happened. I remember like texting John and Carson being like, is everything like all right backstage? They were like, this has never happened. So
right. I can't believe you're bringing this up because I literally was just talking about this like 2 days ago.
Oh, wow.
That's yeah. Wild.
It still hit.
I'm glad.
You guys are probably like, what the hell? But If This Is Love, wait, I have to tell you, there's a TikTok version of your final performance of If This Is Love. And the stuff you're doing with your voice is crazy. It's so true, though, to
it's still, yes, exactly. It's not like going off, like riffing, like Elphaba, like crazy stuff. It's like you're still being, you know, this, because the emotion of the song is, it belongs there with the way that you're feeling. It's so great.
Thank you.
What did you learn from younger Allie?
Oh my gosh, I learned a lot. Oh gosh, she was so special for me, so meant for me. She is a lot braver than I am, a lot more vulnerable with love, really. I mean, what a gift it is to play the one who's like sure of herself. You know, I've been sure of myself in a lot of ways, about like what I love to do, about the places I want to go. But I am someone who I think has not felt always sure of, or even if I did feel sure of my feelings for people, I would suppress it or pretend like it wasn't as strong as it was for fear of being rejected or something. And she doesn't do that. And I feel now like 2025, funnily enough, feels like the year of love for me, where I feel vulnerable, I feel romantic, I feel like able to put myself out there. And I'm 100% sure that it has to do with her being in my body. I mean, I think there's a reason like prayer is powerful, because you repeat it over and over again. It's the same thing, which is why we have to be careful as actors, because certain roles that we play, we're repeating certain things that might not be kind, and it might not be kind to ourselves. But with her, I got to say, I'm ready for love, and I want to be with you, and have the bodily reaction to John looking at me as Noah, seeing me in a way that no one else feels seen. So I got to like understand in a physical way what that love feels like, and I guess maybe realize that it's worth putting yourself out there for.
Oh my God, this is so beautiful.
I love it. I love it.
I'm such a lover girl.
You're speaking to me in ways that I can't even really put to words. I totally relate to a lot of what you said. So that's really amazing.
Aww.
I'm so happy for you. I love that this is the year of love.
Thanks. Me too.
Oh my God. Last thing I'll say about If This Is Love, I feel like that was such a like genuinely incredible musical theater song that told you so much about the character, moved the plot forward. I was like, damn, Ingrid better keep going with these musicals, because she can, I mean, we already knew she could write a tune, but
yeah,
she hit it with that score. It was so beautiful.
I know. I felt the same way. Like, I grew up with Ingrid's music too. And I'm just like, how cool to like debut together.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. It's also like, you got to know how beautiful your stuff is. And so I hope that she's going to write something else, because the girlies need pop.
That's true. That's true.
Need it.
You know, she's a huge Christmas queen. I would love if she did some sort of a Christmassy musical theater type show. I think that could be kind of fun.
Or at least a Christmas song in her next show.
Yeah.
Yes. Like there must be Christmas. Yes.
You know, she loves that. You know, she loves it.
Yes.
You're recording music yourself, aren't you, Jordan?
I am. Yeah.
Do you write it as well?
Yeah, I write all of it. I'm collaborating with my dear friend, Diego Ramos Meyer. We've collaborated a few times already on his debut EP and some of his other stuff, which you could stream. Is called Swell. It's on Spotify, everything. But yeah, we actually just like this week kind of concluded one part of the creating, where Now we're just asking a guitarist to come in. Then we're gonna do mixing and mastering. So we're like, the songs are done, kind of,
Oh my
to a
gosh.
certain
So
extent. To a
good.
certain extent, yeah.
Oh, good
that's
feeling.
vulnerable too, Jordan. This is a big vulnerable period in your life.
Tell me about it.
But I've learned on the other side of vulnerability, there's so much bliss and joy and gratitude, and that's exciting. Can you estimate when maybe we'll be able to hear maybe a song?
I'm hoping that the whole project is released in the fall. I mean, I'm trying my best to have it out in like September or something. So maybe end of summer there'll be a single released, but definitely before the end of the year, we're making it
Okay.
happen.
I love it.
So
I cannot wait.
exciting.
That's
I can't
incredible.
wait either.
What kind of music do you like to listen to just on your regular walks to the theater or to the gym or whatever?
I have my moods, as I'm sure your playlists are probably like, it's Notebook and then it's like Gaga, Beyonce, whatever. I think
Wow, you're
my
human.
exact.
That is literally all I listen to, so
You mentioned Gaga before, so I
yeah.
just went on a limb too and said.
New Lorde album came out today, and I like one of the songs on that too. So,
Oh, my
well, I like a lot of
bestie
them, but
loves Lorde too. I have to get into her.
yeah. But anyway, I interrupted you with your playlist here.
Oh, it's fine. There's just everything. Like the last few days has been a very Jacob Collier week for me because I've been needing some, like, I feel like held by all those harmonies he puts in. But then I got my Trey Songz because I was at the beach and I was hearing some throwback songs.
The best.
Ty Lo when I wanted to shake it a little bit. Yeah, I have really listened to everything. Renee Rapp, I listened to, yeah,
Love
Lizzie
her.
McAlpine.
Yes.
I love them all. So there's really no answer. It just depends on my mood.
That's fair enough. Love it. Well, this has been such a fun conversation. We're coming to the end of it, sadly. Oh my God, I feel like I didn't even get to talk about some of these other things like Lampica.
Yeah.
Oh
Oh my gosh.
my
Yeah.
God. But I will paint her, Mama. Listen.
Oh, that song. What, the moments when you need to hear that song. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm like crying and I'm like,
I listen to Stay, the one of Amber's songs,
Oh,
all
yeah.
the runs, just the emotion, her, oh my God. Like, and I obviously love the Eden stuff as well. Woman Is was on Spotify top 10 one year, but like it is,
Of course.
Amber's voice. There is just something.
Completely
Oh my
understand.
God, so good. I
Yes.
really liked Zampika. I thought it was so like entertaining and well-paced and interesting and crazy and things I like to watch on a Broadway stage. You know what I mean? So I was like
Yes.
totally into it. Okay. The
Yeah.
end with a dose of drama. This
That's
is
right.
like a little pop culture recommendation, a look into our minds about what we've been binging, consuming, anything we want to rant about, rave about, promote, or even just anything on our minds. Dylan, I know you told me, we
Oh,
always prepare
we never
these,
prepare
but you told
them.
me you have one prepped. So I want to
Yes,
give
because
it to you
I
first.
can't stop thinking about it. So something happened to me yesterday, and I'm just trying to brush it off. Jordan, I've been in this like mode where I'm trying to grow out like a mullet type thing. You can kind of tell from the side.
It's
I had
working.
these
Come on.
gorgeous curls that were coming down, like they're gone now
It
because
was really
I
long.
trusted my trusted barber, who I'm
He
not
won't
gonna say,
listen to
he doesn't
this. He
listen.
won't
He
listen.
does always ask about the podcast. I've been going to him since 2019. I've been growing them out for 3 months. He introduced me to the idea of the mullet. I live in Ohio, so when I come to New York,
Oh,
I come
okay.
back and I visit him and we catch up, and then I have my guy in Ohio too. He was like, okay, this is looking great. I want to thin it out a little bit. I saw the curls falling to the ground and I literally wanted to cry. I was like, this must, I've never had like a bad experience. And I wouldn't say it was bad. The haircut still looks good. You can still see
Yes,
it.
it
Yeah, no, it
does.
does. It looks
But I was
clean.
just
Loving the curls so much. I feel like Samson when his hair was cut and he lost his power, but they will grow back. They will grow back. They will grow back. I'm just feeling dramatic about it because I was like, it's Pride weekend. Like, I want the mullet vibes going on, but it's
Yes, what
okay.
if somebody wants to run their fingers through your
People
curls?
do.
Now
That is the
what?
thing. Like a woman at the grocery store did the other week. She was like, "Is this real?" And she started, I was like, "I love this actually. Like I love, will the real
Is
curly broad please stand up?" And it's
Listen,
both of you.
yes, listen.
Okay,
I lost any
it's
contention for that
us.
title because it's still all you. But like, oh my goodness, I'm just feeling a little dramatic right now. It will
I
grow back.
know.
That's what I need to remind myself.
Carol,
Anyways, it will grow back.
Oh my
I know.
God.
Really quick, what inspired the curly broad? Your Instagram name.
Oh my gosh, this was like high school, and Instagram was kind of new. And I had Instagram already and I changed my name. I was like trying to figure myself out and I was like, what? I want to be cool. Like I've had AIM names
Oh, yeah.
before, like Converse Freak 512, New York Curly Diva.
Oh, okay. I love
We're the
both of
same age. We're
those.
the same age because Instagram came out when we were in high school and we did AIM too.
Yeah, I think we are then. Yeah, so I was like, oh, but those are so childish. Like, I need a new name. And it was probably my name had been like Jordy Tai or something like that, or something like that. And I thought, like, what are the things that I feel like, get me the most? And I was like, Broadway and my curly hair. And so it, curly broad came. And then, well, I am a curly broad.
Wow. I've this whole time just been like, oh, she's a curly broad, but I didn't realize broad
I
played into
didn't
the
either.
broad
I
way.
didn't either.
Yeah.
That's clever.
I
That's
love
really
it. High
clever. School Jordy.
Yes, she knew. She
Smart
knew.
gal. Connor,
It
do you have a dose
stuck.
of drama? I do have a dose of drama. So we went to go see Floyd Collins on Saturday before it closed up. And I just want to give a shout out to Taylor Trench and Jason Gotay, giving truly beautiful performances. And I'm so happy that we got to go see them in it.
And Wade McCullum and Dwayne Cooper, all the
We saw
friends.
Anne Harada there.
Queen.
Queen.
Yes, Queen.
Broadway shows just don't seem to last as long as they used to, even if they're meant to be limited runs and stuff. So I
Yeah.
do feel like I want to encourage people to go see things as soon as you can, just because you never know how long they're going to go
That's
for.
true. That's
So, but
true.
it was
Yeah,
really good.
it was. Yeah.
I love Lincoln Center. Anyway,
George,
do you have a dose of drama?
My dose of drama is not really drama. It's like actually what comes to my mind is how I'm approaching my days lately. And because we're on a theater schedule over here, time to yourself is limited. And like a lot of my time is spent getting ready for the show or making sure that I'm in shape. But because of that, I've turned every free moment I have into vacation. So if I have 5 minutes to myself, I'm on vacation. If I have Monday off, I'm on vacation. I'm like, don't call me, don't text me. I'm on vacation. That's not always true. Some people do have to get in contact with me, like my sister or my family members. But yeah, so like on Monday, I'm at the beach. I'm at a tropical place when I close my eyes. I'm not at Brighton Beach in my mind. I am in the Caribbean, but then I'm technically in Brooklyn, but it's okay. So
Am obsessed.
That's fun.
Dua Lipa recently said that she treats everything like she's on holiday. Because people are always like, oh, she's always on vacation. She's always on vacation. But she's like, yeah, like I treat my life like I'm on holiday. I'm living it and having fun. I'm like, I'm obsessed with this. And that reminded me of that. You're in vacation mode.
Yes, I'm on
I love
holiday.
it.
I'm on holiday, darling.
Yes, love. Oh
All
my
the
God.
time.
That was a good
When
British accent.
you're at the beach, do you just like lay out? Are you like a layout girl?
I'm all of it. I grew up on the beach because of Long Island. I grew up 20 minutes from the beach, so I was there all the time. So I'm eat a sandwich, have some peach tea, play. I just went to Five Below for my last beach trip, and I bought a football and I bought those little Velcro sticky
Love
throwing
those.
things. I ran into the water. I lay for a few hours if I can and get a tan because I was really pale. I do everything at the beach.
Oh my God, I love
Amazing.
it.
A little vacation.
Yep.
You are on holiday, love.
On the holiday, loves.
Oh, that's
How
so
should
fun.
you?
Oh my God. Thank you so much for doing our show. This has been an absolute delight to
So
get to know you
fun.
and chat with you. And honestly, I just feel like we were hanging out. So
Yes.
I appreciate the time. So
Thank
much
you
fun.
for
Well,
having me.
yeah, oh my
yes. Oh
gosh.
my
The
God.
pleasure was ours.
Have fun with Montego in Gypsy next week or this week when our listeners are hearing this.
Yes.
And then of course when Audra's back, you have to go see her in the show, especially to see Jordan shine
Yes.
as June because you're truly amazing.
Thank you.
And we already said, but you're at Curly Broad on Instagram and TikTok as well.
And TikTok, yep.
Okay. All right. Well, while
Love.
everyone's following Jordan there, they've got to follow us. We're at the Drama Podcast. I'm at Dylan McDowell. Connor is at Connor McDowell. Thank you again, Jordan. And Connor, I will see you next time. Drama.
Drama.